Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to Piers for Central Minnesota Conference softball action this afternoon. Looks like we're going to get this one in as the Belgrade Brutnell Rosa Jaguars in town to face the Pioneers. We're moments away from getting started as Brittany Bozer out there warming up. Jaguars batting in the top of the first here very shortly. Second meeting of the year, they met in Bruton earlier, April 25th to be exact, a 13-1 win for the Pioneers that day. Piers 10-6-1 on the season, 6-5-1 within the conference, 2-15 for the Jaguars, 1-12 in CMC play. This is their last conference game. Piers got Painesville tomorrow. So here we go with Brittany Bozer ready to throw the first pitch. Brianna Meyer behind the plate. Taylor Cummings at first. Ella Colucci is at second. Terry Treader at short. Claire Reardon at third. Hannah Call is in left. Jade Porter in center. And Emily Burgraff gets the start in right field. And leading off is pitcher Cassandra Tenson. And the first pitch is lined into left field for a base hit. So Tenson wastes little time starting this ball game off with a single pass Claire Reardon. And the Jaguars have a base runner. That'll bring up their center fielder, Grace Illies. Left-handed hitter as Brittany Bozer ready to deal. And Brittany fires, and it is a called strike. Josie Knutson, the catcher, on deck. And then Morgan Gronley, the Jaguars shortstop. Batting fifth will be second baseman Kendra Schmitz. As Bozer outside, 1-1. Leadoff hit here for Tenson, the Jaguar pitcher. And the lefty, Ilias, awaits and swings through an offering to make it a 1-2 count. Early start today because the band concert is tonight at 7:30, so they move this one up a half an hour. As Bozer swings through a pitch, does Ilias for a strikeout for Brittany, and there's one gone. And that'll bring up Jaguar catcher Josie Knutson. So one-on-one out, base hit, and a strikeout here to start this ball game. Pretty nice afternoon here. And Brittany delivers, and it is a strike on the inside corner. Oh and one, right-handed hitter. And that one is to the screen. Runner will advance to second. That one was high. And the count goes 1-1. In April, when these two teams played, Brittany struck out 15 that day. One pitch from Brittany Bozer to Josie Knutson. And the pitch is delivered, and it's inside for a 2-1 count. Morgan Gronley on deck. Meyer with the sign, and the pitch from Brittany Bozer lined out towards third. One hop for Reardon. She'll go to Cummings just in time on the play. Tenson, after the throw, will advance to third. So Knutson, a one-hopper to Claire Reardon for out number two. And the Jaguars have a runner at third for their cleanup batter, shortstop Morgan Gronley. Bozer will try and strand that leadoff hit, and she delivers high for ball one. Kendra Schmitz on deck. Gronley was 1-for-3 against Bozer back in April. Pops this one back, and that'll get out of play. Evens the count at 1-1 to Gronley. Coach Williams at third for the Jaguars. Here's Brittany Bozer into her windup. Pop foul again. Another one straight back over the screen. One ball, two strikes to Morgan Gronley with two outs, and Cassandra Tenson standing at third. She led off the game with a single and moved to third. After a wild pitch got her to second, a third base ground out. Strike three, inside corner, and Tenson is stranded as Brittany Bozer gets a called third strike to end the threat. Half an inning here in Piers. Jaguars nothing. We'll meet the Pioneer batting order next.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 AutoPay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access for smartphone, AutoPay and fee for free billing card. Under 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DCW.com for details.
Thielen Meats and Pier says, good luck, pioneers. Thielen Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Ella Colucci leading off for the Pioneers. She is the second baseman. Bunts the first attempt foul. 0-1 start to her at-bat. Batting from the left side against Cassandra Tenzin. No score. Bottom of first. That one skips to home plate to even the count 1-1. Hannah Caldew up next, and then Brianna Meyer. Brittany Bozer will bat cleanup, followed by Taylor Cummings. Designated player today is Emily Diker, batting for shortstop Terry Treader. As the 1-1 pitch coming from Tenzin, and it's in the air to right, playable, and ready to make the catch. In doing so is Allie Riggs out in right field, and Kalushi becomes out number one. Brings up Hannah Call, the senior left fielder now. Bottom third of the order for Coach Pepping is Claire Reardon, the third baseman, Emily Burgraff in right, and Jade Porter in center. Tenzin deals and high. Ball one to Hannah Call. Cassandra Tenzin pitching, Josie Knutson catching. First base is Allie Gruber, Kendra Schmitz at second as a strike delivered to Hannah. Morgan Gronley at short, Jordan Stephenson at third. Kaylee Torgerson in left, Grace Illies in center. Pop foul back and out. And the girl that just made the play in right, Allie Riggs. 1-2. And Cassandra Tenzin, a right-hander. Some of the Jaguars wearing the black windbreakers. Some are in the blue jerseys without the windbreakers as Hannah takes one low to even the count, two balls, two strikes. One out. Fly ball to right by Kalushi to start this ball game. Inside on the next pitch, and the count goes full to Hannah Call. Track team is going through its practices. They've got the conference meet in Holding Ford tomorrow. Payoff pitch to Hannah's popped up middle infield. Second base Schmitz calling for it and has it. Kendra Schmitz puts it away for out number two. Two outs in the air here for Cassandra Tenzin, and it brings up the catcher, Brianna Meyer. We're in the bottom of the first here. Jaguars with a leadoff single got as far as third, where Brittany Bozer got a strikeout to end that threat as Meyer moved off the plate, 1-0. Illy's really playing her to pull out in left center. As Tenzin ready. And the 1-0 pitch. Popped up, another infield pop-up. This will be Gronley in front of the second base bag, and the shortstop has it. Three up, three down for the Pioneers, all in the air to right, to second, and to short. And the Jaguars are off the field in a hurry. After one in Pierce, no score. Jaguars and Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
We go to the top of the second inning, no score, and BBE sends up second baseman Kendra Schmitz to lead off and swings through a Brittany Bozer offering. It's 0-1. Schmitz, Jordan Stephenson, and Kaylee Torgensen for the Jaguars, 5, 6, and 7. And a fastball inside corner called a strike. Couple of strikeouts for Brittany in the first inning. Gave up one hit. And ahead in the count, 0-2, and leaving a high fastball is Schmitz. One ball, two strikes. No score. We start the top of the second here in Pierce, visiting BBE in town. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. And there's one out on a strikeout of Kendra Schmitz to start the inning. And it brings up third baseman Jordan Stephenson. So three Ks for Brittany Bozer. And there's a start on that at-bat with a half swing. She went around, didn't fully commit, but 0-1 the count. I think the Pioneers seed on Wednesday. Find out where they go in the playoffs and who they'll play as Brittany got the inside corner, 0-2. On deck, Kaylee Torgerson. High snagged out of the air by Brianna Meyer. One out here in the second. One ball, two strikes. Here's the Bozer offering, and it's low and in. 2-2 the count. Taylor Cummings and Ella Colucci on the right side of the infield. Terry Treader and Claire Reardon on the left. Hannah Call, Jade Porter, and Emily Burgraff in the outfield. And there's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. Back-to-back swinging strikes to retire the first two batters for the Jags. And it brings up left fielder Kaylee Torgerson. Batting seventh, playing left field, a right-handed hitter. Bozer comes inside on her first pitch to Torgerson, 1-0 with Allie Riggs on deck. 1-1, no strikes. Bozer fires one high, 2-0. One hit in the game, that was the very first swing. Tenson singling into left field. There's a foul tip at the plate, 2-1. Schmitz and Stephenson go down on strikes to start the second. As Bozer winds and throws a fastball past the hitter, Torgerson for a 2-2 count. Bozer's 2-2, fouled. That's a foul ball. Back to the screen. Pioneers in all black, white letters and white numbers, I should say, red letters, Pioneers across the front. There's another foul ball as hanging tough is Kaylee Torgerson. Good job. About 3 hours from now, Brittany will be in the percussion section for Mr. Poland's band. Spring concert tonight. She's a drummer. Pitch is swung on and missed. She strikes out the side. Five of the six outs are by way of strikeout, and we go to the bottom of the second, and the Pioneers will have Brittany Bolzer to lead it off, Taylor Cummings, and Emily Diker to follow.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is a very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Leading off the bottom of the second is the Pierce pitcher, Brittany Bolzer. No score, bottom of two. Cassandra Tenson delivers, and Bolzer takes inside to start her at-bat, 1-0. Tenson getting three pop-ups in the first inning to retire Pierce in order. Kalushi, Call, and Meyer popping up. 1-0 pitch, lined foul down the line to left. One hops the corner deep to left. 1-1. And Brittany's got four home runs this year. I think one of them came in the BBE. No score yet. Pioneers and Jaguars meeting here. And that pitch is low. Bolzer not only struck out 15 as the winning pitcher, she homered and drove in seven runs in that 13-1 win at Bruton. Two balls and a strike from Tenson to Bolzer. Low and in, 3-1. Taylor Cummings and then Emily Diker do up for the Pioneers. Jaguars have the only hit. Cassandra Tenson singling to left on the game's first pitch. But the Jaguars couldn't get her home, leaving her at third. Here's the 3-1. And it's ball four. Bolzer becomes the first runner on a leadoff walk. Brings up first baseman Taylor Cummings. Cummings just missed hitting one out of the ballpark off the top of the fence in Bruton about 3 weeks ago. Pierce 10-6-1 this year. Showing bunt. There goes Brittany. Throw to second. That won't be in time. And Bolzer standing into second. And Taylor Cummings got a chance now to drive in a run with a hit. Emily Diker on deck. She's batting for Terry Treader as the 1-0 pitch from Tenson. Took something off and got it over for a strike. 1-1. Playing Taylor to pull out in the outfield with Grace Illies out in left center field. That one a little bit high. Two balls and a strike. Matt Pepping coaching at third, and Joe Call at first. Two-one delivery from Cassandra Tenson, high and away, 3-1 now. Pioneers trying to break through here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch from Tenson, and it's way outside. Back-to-back walks begin the second inning. And it'll bring up Emily Diker.
Here we go, Em. Drive him in.
Two on, nobody out. Diker hitting for Terry Treader, the shortstop. As the designated player, Terry the flex player. Tenson will try and get an out here, maybe two if she gets the ground ball, as that pitch just a little bit inside, pretty close, but inside to Diker, a right-handed hitter, 1-0. Same two schools scheduled to meet here in town tomorrow with a baseball doubleheader, weather permitting. Across the street at Legion Park. That's outside, and it's 2-0 now to Emily Diker with Claire Reardon on deck. No score here. Two walks have Bozer and Cummings on base. Diker taps it foul. Two balls and a strike. This is the sixth spot in the order here for Coach Pepping. And Cassandra Tenson ready for the 2-1 pitch. In the air to left and caught. And there's out number one as Kaylee Torgerson had it played pretty well. One out, here's senior third baseman Claire Reardon. Emily Burgraff moves on deck. One out now on that fly out to left. All four outs have now been in the air. Two to the outfield, two pop-ups to the infield. Two on, one out. Bozer still the lead runner at second, and Claire watches it. A little bit inside and low. One ball, no strikes. A lot of room in right center. Allie Riggs in right. Grace Hilly's out in left center field. And Torgerson offering a little bit off the plate again. 2-0 to Claire Reardon. Pioneers trying to cash in on a couple of free passes here in the second inning. Both Bozer and Cummings walk. Lined out towards first. Got right under the glove of Gruber. Here comes Brittany being waved around. And it's 1-0. Cummings ends up at third. And the Pioneers are on the scoreboard. So Claire puts the ball in play, and good things happen as Gruber had it go under the glove, and Coach Pepping sends Brittany Bozer home with the game's first run, and it brings up right fielder Emily Burgraff. Batting eighth and playing right. First and third now. And here is the pitch, and it's a show of a bunt. Claire will advance to second as the pitch was low and in the dirt. And 1-0 now to Burgraff with Porter on deck. First base now open. There's no force in play. And that is a little in. Here comes Cummings to the plate. She scores 2-0. And ending up at third is Claire Reardon, as the Pioneers have now put two up here in the inning. Both the walks to start this inning have now come in to score. Two balls, no strikes to Emily Burgraff. Just escaped catcher Knutson. Emily Burgraff. One hopper to Gronley, the shortstop. That'll drive in a run on a ground out. Reardon scores on the RBI by Emily Burgraff. Two down. Base is empty now, and here's center fielder Jade Porter. This is the bottom of the second inning here as Tenson facing the number 9 batter. And Jade runs up and watches it low, ball one. On deck is the top of the order, Ella Kalushi. Jade again shortens and watches outside 2-0. fly to left and a ground out, the two outs recorded so far. Jade stands off the plate, almost to the back of the back corner of the batter's box. That one sailed almost up over her head. Three balls, no strikes now to Jade Porter. Sophomore center fielder. And the 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. No, it's ball four. Looked pretty good. Third walk of the inning turns the order over to the Pioneer second baseman, Ella Kalushi, flew out to right in the first. You see if the Pioneers can restart something here. They've put three runs in here in the second inning. Outside, here goes Porter, thrown out in time. Jade's got a steal. Ella is the seventh Pioneer hitter of the inning to come to the plate. Batting from the left side, Hannah Call on deck. Outside, scooped out of the dirt by Knutson, the catcher. Through the right-hand hitter's box, two balls, no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That one is a little bit low, three balls, no strikes. Foul ball from the JV game. Hit onto the field, so momentary stoppage. Two balls and a strike. Apparently that last one was a called strike. Porter at second, two outs, three runs in. High and inside. Now it's 3-1. Porter reached by way of walk, stole second. Here's Cassandra Tenson, and she has walked her fourth of the inning. Outside to Ella. First and second brings up left fielder Hannah Call. Hannah out on a pop-up to second in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch from Tenson. Low and in, ball one. Pierce 3, BBE nothing. Pioneers still going here in the second. Pioneers have done all this without a hit this inning. Pitch missed again, 2-0. Four walks, an error, and a ground out. And the 2-0 pitch. Low skips away from Knutson off to the right side. Both runners advance. Second and third and a 3-0 count to Hannah Call. Brianna Meyer due up next. Here's the Tenson 3-0 to Hannah, and they are loaded up on fifth walk. And Brianna Meyer comes up. Coach Williams will come out and visit and try and settle down his pitcher. As the Pioneers now have loaded the bases with two outs, already having scored three without a hit. So Meyer, golden opportunity to here make it a huge inning. Already three in with one swing. Coach Pepping gathers his team around him near the third base coaching box. Coach Williams heads back into the Jaguar third base dugout. And Brianna Meyer, who popped up to Morgan Gronley at shortstop to end the first inning, will bat now. Base is full, two outs. Brittany Bozer on deck. Here's the pitch, and it's low in the dirt, ball one. Brianna, plenty of power in the bat. Jade Porter, the lead runner. That pitch is ruled on the inside corner. One ball, one strike to catcher Brianna Meyer. Ella Kalushi at second, Hannah Call at first. Those are the three Pioneer runners. The 1-1 pitch to Brianna Meyer, the senior catcher. There's a pitch that is high for ball two. Five walks. 2-1 pitch. Meyer flips it back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Tenson trying to get out of this inning. It's the 2-2 pitch. Meyer ground ball foul past third. Just skipped it past Jordan Stephenson down the left field line. Another pitch coming up to Brianna Meyer. Two balls, two strikes. Tenson winds. Meyer lines it, and that's going to hook foul again. And had a little more elevation on it. Didn't hit the grass until it was well down the left field line. But foul nonetheless. Good battle here between Tenson and Meyer. Two balls, two strikes. Brianna's fought off a couple of two-strike pitches. And here comes again the 2-2. A third foul ball drilled past Coach Pepping. If Brianna keeps the inning alive, it's Brittany Bozer's turn to hit. That one must have got a little wet through the grass. Still 2-2 to Meyer. Windmill pitch, pop foul, coming back. Straight back over us here. Look, that is now 4 2-strike foul balls off the bat of Brianna Meyer. Porter Kalushian call on the bases. 2-2 wind up again. A fifth foul ball into the left field corner. Runners head back to their bases. Brianna picks up the bat from near home plate. Two balls, two strikes. And there's another foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, six foul balls so far off the bat of Brianna after two strikes. Pierce has scored three this inning. 7 foul balls. Yeah, if there was a pitch count, she'd be wearing out the BBE pitcher. This will be the 12th pitch of this at-bat. Inside for a ball. Full count. Payoff pitch with two outs. The windmill will go. Runners will take off. Here they go with the 3-2 two-out pitch. Low ball four. A run will come in. It's Jade Porter touching home with the fourth run of the inning. And now Brittany Bozer bats with the bases full. 6 walks, including 4 in a row. Bozer walked to start this inning. And that comes to the screen, and coming home is Ella Kalushi on a wild pitch. Call to third, Brianna Meyer moves up a base. Here's now up 5-0 with 2 runners in scoring position. There are 2 outs. Tenson again got underneath Knutson. That'll score a call. Now standing at third is Brianna Meyer, and a 2-0 count to Brittany Bozer. Six to nothing. Pulled foul past third, 2-1. Matt Pepping has yet to make a play at third base in the coaching box after about 9 attempts over there. Taylor Cummings would hit next. 2-1 pitch from Tenson. Fouled past third, 2-2. Brianna Meyer gets a look from the other side of the spectrum there. She's standing at third watching those foul balls come by. She sent 7 of them past third in foul territory. 2-2 pitch. Changeup laced to right center. That's going to get down, and it's up against the fence. It'll be an RBI double for Brittany Bozer. First hit of the inning. Brittany rips it to right center, and Illies picks it up at the base of the fence to bring up Taylor Cummings. 7-0. And again, a conference in the pitcher's ring. Looks like Amaya Rushlow is going to run for Brittany. Rushlow for Bozer running at second. We are still in the second. And the batter is Taylor Cummings. She walked and scored earlier this inning. Tenson facing the number 5 hitter here in the order. In for a strike. Again, Amaya Rushlow running now at second base for the pitcher, Brittany Bozer, on the courtesy runner. Cloud cover starting to break up a little bit overhead. There's a strike call. 0-2 to Cummings. Tenson has spent a lot of time out there. Defense as well. The 0-2, Taylor, check swing, run around. That's the inning. Strikeout ends the inning, but Pioneers score 7 runs on 1 hit. There were 6 walks in the inning and 1 error and 1 left. And we've played 2 full innings. It's now Pierce 7, BBE nothing.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are 4th graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Allie Riggs, the right fielder, leading off for the Jaguars, and in a quick 0-2 count after a couple of swings and misses against Brittany Bozer. 7-0 Pioneers, and that fastball rises high. 1-2. Brittany has struck out 5 in the game. As we start the third, swinging a pop-up towards first in foul territory. Room for Cummings, and she gloves it. One out. So the leadoff batter retired, and it brings up first baseman Allie Gruber. So one away for the Jaguars as they start the third, one hit apiece. Swings through a fastball. Cassandra Tenson on deck. She's got the hit for the Jaguars on the game's first pitch. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Two strikes. Pierce scores seven runs in the bottom of the second inning. And the windup, and it's a swinging strikeout there. Two away. Six strikeouts now for Brittany Bozer this afternoon. Turns the order over to pitcher Cassandra Tenson, who singled into left field on the first pitch of the ballgame. She was wild pitched to second, advanced to third on a ground out, but Bozer got a strikeout to end that threat. And that's the only base runner for the Jaguars so far. Tenson takes one outside, ball one. Swings through a high fastball there, and it's 1-1. Here's the Brittany Bozer pitch. Pop foul. That'll get back and out of play. And Bozer's ahead of Tenson. A ball and two strikes. Allie Riggs fouled out to Taylor Cummings at first base to start the inning. Then Gruber went down on strikes, and now Tenson behind. One ball, two strikes. Change up in the dirt. 2-2 the count. If Tenson reaches, Grace Ilias, the center fielder, is due up. Brittany ready for the 2-2 pitch. A little bit inside, full count. Top of three in Piers today. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out, inning over. Three up, three down. Two more strikeouts gives Brittany seven in the ball game, and we'll go to the bottom half of the third, and due up for Coach Pepping will be Emily Diker, Claire Reardon, and Emily Burgraff.
Get ready for the fifth annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The fifth annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Back at Pierce, 7-0 Pierce as we go to the bottom of the third. They lead the Jaguars of BBE, and Emily Diker set to lead it off. Emily hit the ball hard, but right at the Jaguar left fielder, Kaylee Torgensen, for a flyout, her first time up. Emily will be followed by Claire Reardon and Emily Burgraff. Seven runs on one hit for the Pioneers. No runs on one hit for the Jaguars. Here's the first pitch to Diker. Low, ball one. Six walks last inning. 6-7-8 for the Pioneer batting order here. The 1-0 fastball high. Might have been a change, but it was high. 2-0. Tenson ready, and the 2-0 pitch to Diker. Lined foul deep to the corner and left. Out in front of that one. 2-1. Fourth inning in the JV game. It looks like BB with a 1-0 lead there. Right to my left, Back in the batter's box is Emily Diker, and it's a 2-1 count. A little bit low. Three balls and a strike to Emily Diker. You've got the Piers Pioneer softball banner stretching out in left center field. Team picture banner. There's a nice play at third on a hard hit. Good play by Stephenson at third. She ate that one hopper up. And Diker, for the second time, hits it hard, but a Jaguar is there. One away, and here's third baseman Claire Reardon. And Reardon hits a soft line drive into right field. Claire with an opposite field single. Played in front there of right fielder Allie Riggs. And it brings up Emily Burggraf. Hit number two for Piers today. Bozer with the double last inning. Now Claire Reardon with a single. One on, one out. Emily bunts it front of home plate. It'll be safe at first. Reardon moves up on a bunt single. So Burggraf hustles her way on base with a base hit in front of home, and it's first and second for center fielder Jade Porter.
Go Jade.
Two on, one out. And Porter runs up, shows bunt, and it's taken off the plate for ball one. Top of the order on deck. Bottom of the third here in Piers, 7-0. Two hits this inning. Low to the screen. Second and third now as Reardon and Burggraf move up. And now Jade will switch off to the right side. Two balls, no strikes. Ground ball, base hit, right field. Reardon scores. Burggraf being waved. Two-run single into right field by Jade Porter. And that makes the score 9-0 as Jade finds an opening on the right side and shoots it right through the middle. And three straight hits now. Here's Ella Kalushi. Walked last time up. There goes Jade. Ball gets away from the catcher. Jade round. She's going to go halfway and hustle back to second, and she's safe. So Porter to second. One ball, no strikes to Ella Kalushi. Ella flew out to right, walked and scored so far. Bunts it up the line, but foul up the base path on deck circle to the Jaguar dugout, 1-1. Porter's two-run single. Brittany Bozer has an RBI double. And Tenson up high with that pitch. Two balls and a strike. Left-handed hitting Ella Kalushi. Ready? Popped up right side, first base in foul territory. Gruber in front of the Pioneer dugout, and it hit the rail protecting the dugout there. It's a foul ball into the Pioneer dugout. And the at-bat stays alive for Ella at 2-2 now. Right off that rail in front of the Piers dugout. Hannah Call will bat next. There is one out. And there's a swing and a miss, and Ella strikes out. Two outs. It's the second strikeout of the game for Cassandra Tenson. And Hannah Call will bat. Hannah has popped up, walked, and scored a run. Swings through a first pitch, and it's no balls and a strike to Hannah Call. Pierce adding two this inning so far. Porter at second with two outs. Here's Cassandra Tenson delivering and inside for a ball. 1-1. Brianna Meyer due up next. The windup and the pitch. Got away from the catcher. Porter pounces on the opportunity to advance. Just rolled a little bit behind Knutson. And Jade's now at third with a 2-1 count to Hannah Call. Fisted back and out of play. That takes the count to 2-2. Pioneer JV has just tied up their game with BBE. Here's the pitch to Hannah in the dirt. Good stop by Knutson. Throw to third, and Jade's back safely. Full count to Hannah Call. Two outs, two runs in here. Pierce leading the Jaguars now 9-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Popped up to the pitcher. Tenson right in front of the circle makes the catch to end the inning. Jade Porter's two-run single increases the lead, and after three, it's Pierce 9, BBE nothing.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Brittany Bozer out to begin the top of the fourth inning now with a 9-0 lead after the Pioneers add two on three hits, including the two-run single by Jade Porter. Here's Grace Illies to start things off, and she watches a strike come across, 0-1. Grace struck out in the first, one of seven strikeouts for Brittany Bozer so far. 2-3-4 in the Jaguars' batting order here. Knutson and Gronley to follow, and a swing and a miss, 0-2. One hit, nine in a row retired for Brittany Bozer after the leadoff single to start the game by Cassandra Tenson. Swinging a foul, just got a piece of it off the mitt of catcher Brianna Meyer. No balls, two strikes. Josie Knutson on deck. Illy's a left-hander. Swings and misses. Strikeout. Eight for Brittany. And it brings up the Jaguar catcher, Josie Knutson. Grounded out to Reardon at third base in the first inning. Batting third and catching. Swings through the first pitch. 0-1. One out, top of the fourth. Junior Brittany Bozer. Deals the next pitch, pop foul, that'll get back and out. A lot of straight back foul balls today, 0-2. Two strikes to Knutson with Morgan Gronley awaiting her turn, and Brittany put one outside, and good plate discipline by Knutson laid off. One ball, two strikes. Bows are back to work. Swings and misses, strikeout. Two down. Brings up shortstop Morgan Gronley. Called out on strikes to end the first. She's the BBE shortstop here. We're in the fourth. High, ball one. Hannah Call in left. Jade Porter straight away in center. And Emily Burgraff out in right field for Coach Pepping's outfield today. 1-0 pitch outside for ball two. Claire Reardon playing third. Terry Treader, the Pioneer shortstop. Ella Colucci at second. Taylor Cummings at first. Brianna Meyer, the catcher. And Bozer's 2-0 pitch. Grounded to short. Terry charges the ball, throws, and got her. Treader to Cummings to retire the Jaguars. Three up, three down. Piers 9, Jaguars nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Piers has Meyer, Bozer, and Cummings due up in the home half of the inning.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community, one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC, Go Pioneers!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Bottom of the fourth inning. It'll start with Brianna Meyer at the plate, and she watches low, ball one. Pierce 9, BBE nothing. Meyer, followed by Brittany Bozer and Taylor Cummings, 3-4-5 batters here against Cassandra Tenson. Two strikeouts, six walks for Tenson. Meyer watches that one just a little bit high. Bases loaded walk for Brianna, her last time up. She's popped up to short as well. She scored a run in that seven-run second inning. Meyer tries something new, fouling one off with two. The pitch from Tenson to make it 2-1. Fifth inning in the JV game. It's 1-1 over there. Jaguars batting in the visiting fifth. 2-1 pitch. Tenson to Meyer is low. 3-1 now to Brianna. Pierce went 1-2-3 in the first, but then scored seven times in the second and two more in the third. And Brianna takes ball four, and that's the way the fourth inning begins. And that brings up Brittany Bozer, the pitcher. Brittany has walked, doubled, and driven in a run. Foul ball to left, one strike, pulling that one into the right field area of the JV field. Oh and one. Meyer at first, Bozer at the plate, Cummings on deck. Downstairs, Knutson picks it out of the dirt, throws down to first. Back safely is Brianna Meyer. Ball and a strike now to Brittany Bozer. Brittany hit one to the center field wall last time up for a two-base hit. Pops that one out of play. One ball, two strikes. Again, Brittany drove in seven the first time these two teams played. She's got one RBI today. Tenson with a 1-2 count. Pulled it foul long ways, but foul. Abby Luckin will hustle after that one. 1-2 pitch again from Cassandra Tenson to Brittany Bozer. Pop up down the line. That's maybe a chance in left field. And foul. Just got out. Almost had room there, did Kaylee Torgensen, who watched it go out of play. One ball, two strikes. Brianna Meyer at first with nobody out. She walked to get on base. And here comes the pitch from Tenson. Popped up behind third. Playable there. And making a catch is Jaguar third baseman Stephenson. Throw to second on the tag up, and Meyer slides in. So there's one away on the foul out to third and heads up base running. Brianna able to tag up and slide in ahead of the throw. So here's Taylor Cummings now with Meyer at second and one out. Taylor's walked and struck out, scored a run. Watches it low. If the Pioneers can get one more run this inning, they've got an opportunity to end this game early with three outs in the fifth inning by the 10-run rule. Right now it's 9-0. The 1-0 pitch to Taylor. Little liner to short. Gronley is right there. Two down. So ball hit right to the Jaguar shortstop. Morgan Gronley for the second out. Brings up Emily Diker. She's flown to left and hit a hard one hopper to third. 0 for 2, but has hit the ball hard twice. Foul tip. One strike. If Emily reaches, it's Claire Reardon's turn in the order. Here is the windup and the pitch, and it's inside to Emily Diker. One ball, one strike. Pierce has 9 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Jaguars, no runs, a hit, and an error. One ball, one strike. Low, Knutson with another good stop. 2 balls and a strike. Runner at second is Brianna Meyer. Taylor Cummings at the plate. Emily Diker at the plate. Emily pops it up, should get the Jaguars out of here as Gronley comes in and makes the catch. So the Pioneers leave Brianna Meyer at second base. We'll go to the fifth inning. Piers 9, BBE nothing.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main.
Top of the fifth inning, Piers 9, Belgrade Bruton El Rosa 0. Leading off for the Jaguars, Kendra Schmitz. Second baseman struck out in the second. And Bozer fires the first pitch high for a ball. 1-0. Schmitz, Stephenson, Torgensen do up for Coach Williams and the Jaguars. High again, 2-0. Schmitz bats fifth in the order. Her strikeout was as a leadoff batter in the second. That one is a strike at the belt. 2-1 to the right-handed hitting Schmitz. A 7-run second and a 2-run third for the Pioneers. They lead it 9-0. Here is strike two called. So after falling behind 2-0, Brittany has gotten a couple of strikes to even the count. Looking for her 10th strikeout. She's got it. Swing and a miss. One away. And now third baseman Jordan Stephenson. Stephenson struck out in the second and swings and misses at the first Brittany Bozer pitch to make it 0-1. Kaylee Torgensen due up next. High and tight, 1-1. Stephenson, a right-handed hitting third baseman, has made a really nice play in the field. Swings through a pitch, a little bit late on the swing, 1-2. And the windup. Swung on and missed a strikeout. And now Torgerson, the left fielder, with two outs, bases empty. Kaylee struck out, ending the second against Brittany Bozer. And Bozer goes into her windup, and it's popped up to the left side. Claire Reardon or Terry Treader. It's Terry Treader, and it's off her glove. And that'll allow the runner to try for second, and she'll slide in safely. That'll be an error. And the Jaguars have a runner at second base. Treader called for it, but it went right off the glove, right near the third base bag. And now that'll give Allie Riggs a chance to hit, the right fielder. First Piers error. Riggs batting eighth. She fouled out to Taylor Cummings at first base, leading off the third inning. That snaps a string of 14 straight batters retired by Brittany. And misses just a little bit low, ball one. Allie Gruber would hit next. Jaguars try to break up the shutout here. Ground ball to second. Ella shovels it to Cummings to end the inning. 4-3 ground out. And that's all. No damage on the error as the Jaguars strand a runner at second base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Piers can end it with a run now. It's Piers 9, BBE nothing.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating
of Pierce.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and it's Claire Reardon leading off, and a changeup dropped in for a strike from Cassandra Tenson. Pierce leading 9-0. Emily Burgraff and then Jade Porter do up. Claire takes inside a base hit, and reaching on an error so far, Claire has scored twice. Claire is the only Pioneer to score twice today. Nine to nothing. Seven runs in the second, the big inning so far. Here's the pitch. Reardon swings and misses. 2-2. Leading off the inning here. Against Cassandra Tenson, who has struck out two, walks seven. Missed inside. Full count to Claire Reardon. Pioneers get a run here in the fifth. This game is over by way of the 10-run rule. Tenson to Reardon. Flipped over Joe Call in foul territory. Right over his head. Emily Burgraff is on deck. Pierce with four hits today. Nobody with more than one, but it's been a lot of base runners. Each team has now committed an error in the game as well. 3-2 pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down at first, and it's a strikeout throwout. One away. Three strikeouts for Tenson. Now Emily Burgraff, the right fielder. Emily drove in a run with a ground ball out to short. And she has bunted her way on. Inside for a ball, 1-0. JV game is over. Looks like Pierce has won that one, 2-1. Little liner out to second. This is going to be a close play, and Emily is just out by a fraction. Half a stride as good play there. Kendra Smith knew she didn't have a whole lot of time. She just kind of scooped it a short distance to Gruber at first. Two away. And now center fielder Jade Porter, who drove in two with a base hit to right last time up and got hit in the knee. So she's at first for Ella Kalushi. As that pitch rode in on the knee of Jade, Ella has walked, flown out, and struck out. Scored a run. There goes Porter, throw to second, and it is off target. It rolls into shallow right. There goes Jade to third. And now the ending run is at third. Just call time. So Kalushi at third, or at the plate with Porter at third. One ball count. Here's the Tenson pitch, and it's high. Two and oh. Hannah Call do up next. Throw to third, and diving back in is Jade Porter. Three balls, no strikes. Little extra pressure on the catcher now as that one skips away, and here comes Jade, and there's your ball game. That's the 10-run rule. A wild pitch sends the teams off the field. 10-0, Pierce wins over BBE this afternoon.
Hello, Pioneer fans. You probably know that I'm in tune to the high school scenes across our state more than most. But if you really know me, that line was an understated attempt at humor. Frankly, it's my passion. These days, I can't go anywhere around the state without someone asking, how does Pierce do it? While the rest of rural Minnesota schools are surviving, Pierce schools are thriving.
We know the success stories of the students, but the support comes from the fact that Pierce has found a way to deliver great education and keep their taxes low and their values in place. I am absolutely excited that we're growing and that we're adding on to our schools. I'm glad to share the good news about our schools and the great stories of our communities. I hope you continue our tradition of success by supporting our schools in this current referendum and vote yes.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Pierce with a 10-0 five-inning win over Belgrade Brutinel Rosa today. The big inning, the second, when the Pioneers put a 7 on the board, thanks in large part to 6 walks, only 1 hit in the inning. An RBI double by Brittany Bozer. They added 2 more on a 2-run single by Jade Porter in the third, and then Jade scores the ending run on a wild pitch in the bottom of the fifth. Final line score for Pierce, 10 runs, 4 hits, and an error. Jaguars, no runs on 1 hit, 2 errors. The only hit for the Jaguars, the very first pitch of the game, a Cassandra Tenson base hit to left. Brittany Bozer then retired 14 in a row. Would have made it 15, but a drop pop-up kept an inning alive. Next batter grounded out. 11 strikeouts today for Brittany. No walks, only that one hit to the very first batter of the ball game. Tenson ended up stranded at third in that first inning. Pioneer hits today belong to Brittany Bozer with the double to drive in a run. Claire Reardon with a base hit to right. Emily Burgraff had a bunt single, and Jade Porter a 2-run single to right. Those are the 4 hits off Cassandra Tenson, who strikes out 3, walks 7, and hit a batter in her effort this afternoon. So the Jaguars finish their conference season with this game. They finish 1-13 in the CMC. Their record now is 2-16 overall. Pioneers have won for the 11th time this year, now 11-6-1. They are 7-5 in the conference. And they will take 7-5-1, I should say, that tie with Howard Lake still sitting out there. Their last game of the regular season is tomorrow. Painesville is here. To wrap up the regular season, they will have the seeding meeting on Wednesday, and the Pioneers will find out who and where they will be playing in the postseason. So final thoughts on this one as the Pioneers win 10-0 this afternoon over the Jaguars.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now, featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hawkey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre, Backhoe, and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-25.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
We wrap things up here from Piers, where the Pioneers win over BBE 10-0 in five today. They've got one left. That's tomorrow, Painesville. Then they'll seed Wednesday. As we wrap it up here, we name the Piers Impact Player of the Game, and we go to Jade Porter on base three times today. She was to the plate three times, walked, stole a base, and scored in the second. Two-run single in the third. Reached base, hit by pitch in the fifth, stole a base, and scored the game-ending run. Pretty good day from their number nine batter, Jade Porter. So, Piers 10, BBE nothing in five. Pioneers win for the 11th time, 11-6-1 with Painesville in town to wrap up the regular season already tomorrow for the Pioneer softball team. Weather permitting, of course, as the Pioneers will be here across the road. The baseball team scheduled to host BBE for a conference doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock. That's where I will be, weather permitting, once again. Piers 10 runs on 4 hits. The Jaguars, no runs on 1 hit. Your final in 5, Piers 10, BBE 0. We'll see you tomorrow. More Piers and BBE action. It's baseball on You Are There Sports.